Hi, y'all. It is Petey Gitchy Fofa, and this is the questionnaire from my poll. This is Bunny's Being Nosy questionnaire, posted by Rogue Bunny. And when I hit 60 followers, I wasn't sure what to give all y'all, so I offered both this questionnaire and a thirst trap in a plague doctor costume, and it was actually tied. So there are 6 votes for the questionnaire and 5 votes for the thirst trap, but I voted for the questionnaire so that I could look at the poll results before they were done. So I committed election fraud in my own election. So it's actually a tie, and I'll be doing both. Okay. So yeah, just to clarify, this is like a totally non-sexual post. It's just me rambling about these questions. So if you're curious about, some of the things that I do and like, welcome to stay. If you came for dirty filth and masturbating, then I welcome you to one of my other posts. But yeah, this will just be light and fun. Okay, number one. So there's 25, just as a warning. Number one, what is your favorite holiday and why? So I'm not really a holiday person. I grew up very multicultural, and as a result, I'm not like really religious or attached to any of it at all. I'd probably say my favorite holiday is my birthday, just because I like giving myself permission to like do whatever I want and not have to explain it or justify it other than it's my birthday. Number two, if you could live in any cinematic, TV, or anime universe, what would it be? I'd probably say, I don't even know if this like counts as its own universe, but I really like the show What We Do in the Shadows, which is this show that's based on a movie of the same premise where these vampires are living in the modern day and they're really bad at it. And I just kind of love this idea of vampires being bad at human things. So yeah, I'd probably want to hang out with them. They seem neat as hell. But yeah, once again, I don't know if that totally counts. Okay, number three, what's your favorite audio tag to perform or write? I have not ventured into script writing, although I've filled a couple at this point. I don't know. I mean, I really enjoy the like reading academic articles and then having that fall off and turn into a disaster because, well, one, it's fun. It's fun to start something mundane knowing that I'm, you know, going to be disintegrating. I also just kind of like the like mockery of academia that it is because in a previous life, I was an academic and I had a bitter departure from that field. So yeah, being able to mock it in that way also feels really satisfying. And also I've received a lot of good feedback on it. Had some really interesting conversations with folks, sexual and non-sexual, as a result. So yeah, probably those. Four, when it's really, really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Okay, so I should probably let y'all know that I have only lived in the southern United States. I did live in Washington, D.C. for a couple years, and I know that some people don't think that that's cold, but that was the coldest I've ever been. And yeah, anything warm. So mostly warm drinks, coffee, tea, hot cocoa, hot toddy. I mean, if I could drink molten lava to keep me warm, I probably would, because I am a tropical bitch at heart and ethnically. And yeah, I don't like to be cold, and I don't ever want to live somewhere where it can legit be cold. It's not for me. Five, can you do a handstand? No, I cannot. and will not. That is not where my physical strengths lie. I am short and built like a thick refrigerator, so I am best made for, you know, hauling things, breaking open a door, lifting heavy things and carrying them long distances, but any kind of like agile acrobatic, nope, that's not for me. 6. Do you type using the home keys or no? Yes, I am a good typist, and I'm one of those weird typists who has an mechanical keyboard with the keys that have no numbers on the front. That's how good I can type. It is weird sometimes if I have to put in like a super weird password, then all of a sudden I'm like panicking. I'm like, wait, where is, you know, this special character? But that's really the only time that that bothers me. 7. What is a skill you really want to learn? There's so many. Well, right now, so I have been getting more into woodwork and working with my hands now that I have time and space to do it. And one of the things that I'm just now starting to learn is wood carving with an angle grinder. So you basically take a hunk of wood and you take what kind of looks like an orbital sander, but with teeth, and you use it at an angle and it just like takes chunks out of the wood, and it's amazing. And you can make like bowls and trays and sculptures and things like that. So I'm experimenting with that. If you're curious, I can send you some photos. I'm like really bad at it right now, which is why it's a skill I need to learn, but I at least have the tool and am watching a lot of videos to try to learn like how to use it. You kind of have to use it like it's an appendage on your own arm that you're sculpting with. So yeah, maybe in a couple months I'll have like some wooden bowls that I made myself. 8. What is your favorite weather, and what is your favorite type of weather? I think this is pretty obvious. I am, like I said, tropical in heart, soul, ethnicity, everything. I really, really love warm weather. I like it where it's so warm that I go outside and I physically feel the sun heating up my skin. Where it's so bright that your eyes have to adjust when you go inside and outside. Like that feeling of heat hitting me makes me feel alive. And I can't do without it. 9. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? I don't know. What kind of game? Well, if we're going video game, probably Super Mario Brothers 3 on the NES, which is definitely showing my age. But I played the shit out of that. Like, and this is before you could like save and stuff. So you had to do playthroughs all the way through. So I would get really good where I could play a couple different ways all the way through. I could play it all the way through for real, like no warps, no cheating, nothing. And then I learned all of the warps and the cheats, and then just basically tried to learn every permutation of that game that I could. And every time I see like graphics from that game, or I like see people doing speed runs of it now, or even hear like some of the little like 8-bit music, I get so happy because I spent hours and hours and hours strategizing all the ways to get through that game. And it wasn't even like that game was the best for a particular reason. It was just the game that I had. So it was the one that I could, you know, sink that much time into. 10. Waffles or pancakes? I mean, they're both great, but if I had to pick, I'd probably say a pancake, just because I feel like the things people put in a pancake tend to be a bit more adventurous than the things people put into a waffle. Waffle people, come fight me. I know that waffle stands are real weird, with their defensive waffles. But I'm going to be over here with pancakes. I just feel like they're more versatile. Sorry. 11. Summer or winter? I done told y'all. I done told you. It's the summer. Winter to me is not a thing that I experience or want to experience. I don't want it. I don't want any part of it. I don't want to be in it. The pictures are fine, but I just shrivel. I like really can't do it. It's not part of my lifestyle. 12. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? Well, first of all, I'm going to flex here a little bit. I am trilingual, so I do speak English, Spanish, and Portuguese. So, done. But if I had to wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, it would probably be Arabic. My family is Arab, and my Arabic is very basic, novice level, because I didn't grow up in a place with a bunch of Arabs. Grew up in the south of the United States. Not a whole lot of us here. So I'd probably spend the time becoming fluent so that I could like reconnect with that part of my culture. You know, be able to converse with more of my family members and yeah, just not feel like I have that gap in my identity. 13. Are you a morning shower or a night shower person? I'm mostly a after exercise shower person, whenever that is. If it's a day where I am going somewhere and I'm not exercising, then I'm mostly a morning shower person, because that way I can shower, get ready, do my hair. Also, I have curly hair, and anyone with curly hair knows that, like, if you don't have it wet, you just can't really predict or do much with it. So that's sort of a necessity for getting it where it needs to be. If I'm not going somewhere all day or I have exercise plans, I usually just wait until after I exercise. That way I can like be maximally efficient with my shower time. 14. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try person in bed? Yes, as long as it's something that has been discussed. So I don't like to try things in bed by surprise. I really like talking about sex with partners before we do anything. I love talking about what they like, what they want to do, like all of that, like discussion of interests, negotiation of boundaries, and things like that. So I've been in situations before where the other person has asked, do you want to do this? Like, for example, I had a partner ask one time if anyone has ever eaten my ass, and they hadn't. And I was nervous, but I said, yeah, like, if that's something that you want to try on me, like, and it's a good opportunity, and I just had a shower, like, let me know, like, ask me in the moment and see how it goes. And they did. And it was really good. So I'm happy that I said yes to that. And that's kind of the way that I like that to go. I wouldn't want someone to ask me to do something new in the middle of something. I feel like that would take me off guard, and I wouldn't have time to like think about it or, you know, like negotiate parts of it. So even though that sounds, you know, I guess like in a typical way that doesn't sound super sexy, I think that consent and discussion and anticipation is sexy. So don't spring it on me. Just ask me about it. 15. Not a question. Just say something nice about yourself. Okay. I'm resilient as fuck. Like, I am really good at brute forcing through and being patient with things to eventually get what I want or to get to what I need to do. I've stuck with things, with situations, for example, being in higher ed for 10 fucking years and being at jobs I didn't like, you know, waiting for terrible situations to pass, existing in 2020. And yeah, I'm really good at just finding ways to get through things and making them work for me. And that's something that I really like about myself. 16. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? This is where I like to really get down to basics, like basic core, almost like childlike needs. So ideally what I would do, well, let's start with not ideally, suboptimally, what stressed me does is like spends money on shit. So let's say that either I already did that or I've decided not to do that. I would probably get into some comfy clothes. I really like being cozy. It's me like at my happiest and just most calm. So I'd probably come home and get cozy, get some snacks and some drinks, and then just build like a nest. I have a sectional couch and I really like to sit in the kind of like juncture part of it. And I'll get my weighted blanket and I'm cozy and I got my snacks and my drink and my phone. And undoubtedly my dog, I have a 130-pound Mastiff, would also be there being an additional weighted blanket and just chill. Just kind of treat it like a sick day. Because if you've had a really shitty day, then like you're unwell, whether that's physically, emotionally, psychologically. So treating it like a sick day, getting cozy. Oh, heating pad. I am basically an iguana. So having the heating pad there. So having the heating pad, getting that serotonin from like, you know, a cookie or something, having water or juice or tea, having my dog there to pet, you know, TV if I want it, music if I want it, but just that like being kind to all my senses is really, and like just really like soaking it, just like absorbing all of those different senses, like the soft clothes on you, the heaviness of the blanket, you know, any auditory stimuli if I'm listening to or watching to something, like to be there and also just absorb all of that stimuli really helps me get out of it in a way that lasts longer than whatever I impulsively spent money on that'll be coming in the mail, you know, later. 17. What are your top three favorite movies? Oh, fuck. I don't know. I feel like this changes like with the wind. It really just depends. Okay. So as of right now, I would probably say based on, this is just based on recency. So three really good movies that I have seen recently are, one is Uncle Frank, which I think it's like a movie on Amazon Prime or something, but it's really great. It's about, I think it's set in the 60s, about a family in the South where a family member dies and the estranged uncle, who is gay, comes back to town with his niece who also lives in New York City. And it's this story of this like homecoming of her like learning his identity, him coming out to his family and them reacting in different ways. And what I really like about it is that the reactions and the dialogue and the relationships of people in this big Southern family are really realistic. And what they don't do, which I really enjoy, is they don't paint this like Southern family as this like backwards, one-dimensional, you know, stereotype of like rednecks or hicks or Appalachian folks or anything like that. It's really realistic and it's really like culturally sensitive. And they also don't do this thing where when the young niece goes to New York City for college, they don't do this like fish out of water and this country girl like doesn't know left from right or things like that. Like the shocks that she has in college are due to just being in college and not like, oh no, this poor naive thing, you know, can't get by. So I really liked how the relationships in this family were portrayed and how it just, it didn't have to resort to these like really tired tropes to tell the story. It was able to do it in a way that was tight and succinct and just felt real. Okay, number two. Knives Out. Knives Out was just really fun. I'm not going to go on such a tangent about that one. It was just a fun watch and there were hot people in it. That's all I'm going to say. The third one was Waves. I saw Waves by myself. I really like independent movies, especially ones about like journeys and coming of age and shit like that. And Waves is set in Florida, which is where I was born. And I love seeing Florida in movies, even though, I mean, there's a lot of stereotypes about Florida and 99% of them are true. But when I see Florida like represented beautifully, I'm so proud. The movie is super fucked up. It's about a kid who starts having a substance use issue and then accidentally kills his girlfriend. And then he goes to jail. And then the second half of the movie is the fallout on his younger sister and what it's like for her. But the way like her journey is told and the way the movie is shot is just like amazing. And yeah, I watched that and it just like stayed with me emotionally. There's this scene that I feel like hit me at the right time. There's a scene where these two kids are at the hospital because they have an estranged parent who's dying. And after the parent dies, they like hand the kids that like clear plastic hospital bag full of that the like personal effects. And I, a couple years ago, had an estranged parent die. And I remembered that part of the process of the like formalities, the paperwork, the like, here's what was in her pocket. Here's, you know, do you know where her driver's license is and things like that. Just sort of like having to defer your emotional response to it because you have to sign funeral paperwork and you have to sign a death certificate and you have to figure out like where would they have put this piece of paper that we're looking for. And yeah, something about the way that scene happened where they handed the kid the personal effects just like stuck with me in a way that not many things had. Okay. 18. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? I don't know. I don't think so. I think it just happens. I need to set the time aside. As some of y'all know, I record in my walk-in closet. And so also, let me just clear something up. It's a walk-in closet. If this were LA or San Francisco, this would straight up be someone's bedroom. It's a walk-in closet. There is enough room in here for all my clothes, some boxes. I have a beanbag in here. I have a desk in here. So I'm not like crouched in like a Harry Potter closet, like a goblin with like vibrator like on the floor. it's a little better set up than that, but you know, I need to set aside time. I need to like chase away my dog and not have anyone I live with bother me. So I would say like that's probably most of the prep. Once I get in here and I sit down and I'm relaxed and I start, you know, thinking about things or doing things, then it's fine. Then it happens. 19. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, which one would you pick? So my concern with this is, do I have the species appropriate diet for this animal? I have had exotic animals before. I am from Florida after all. So if I have a unicorn, like what do they eat? Is it horse food or is it something different? Like how am I going to source the appropriate diet for my mythological creature? If I have a chupacabra, how am I going to get that many goats? Am I going to be able to care for the mythical creature appropriately? Or is that part of this deal that in getting a mythical creature, I also get like a lifetime supply to what it eats? If I get a lifetime supply of a species appropriate diet for the mythical creature, then I'd probably want Does it need to get along with my dog? Okay, I'm overthinking this. I would get probably like some sort of kraken, like a Cthulhu type, but like a cute one. Like, let's get like a Cthulhu cuttlefish type. And I could have him in a tank and like feed him fish or something. I think that's what I'd get. And then that way it wouldn't mess with my dog either. 20. What's your go-to movie watching candy or snack? Oh my God, all of them? Except popcorn. I don't like popcorn. My first job was at a movie theater and just the smell of popcorn like makes me nauseated now. Other than that, I'll eat whatever in a movie theater. Candy's great. Churros are great. entire pizza is great. Like, I don't care. If I can reasonably eat it in the dark, give it to me. 21. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? I'm an introvert through and through. I'm quiet in person. I'm not shy. I'm just quiet. I observe. I look around. Take in all of the data around me. I do like to socialize. I'm just very opt-in. I want my default to be me by myself. This even goes for relationships, everything. My default is me doing my own thing. I want to opt in to hanging out with you. And I will if I like you. And that's how it is. But please don't assume that my default is us spending time together, because I don't have the social battery for that. 22. Was your first kiss actually a good one? No. It actually wasn't even very consensual. So no. I didn't have a good first kiss for quite a couple of them. I'd probably say it was like the fourth one that was good. But they all can't be good. 23. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave the home without? If so, what is it? Probably chapstick. I have a chapstick like within reach everywhere. There is a chapstick by my bed. There's one at my desk. There's one in my purse. There's one in the like messenger bag I carry around the house for no reason. That's got like my iPad and a coloring book and my journal and some other dumb shit in it. But yeah, I gotta have my chapstick nearby. What is a non-sexual act that someone can do that you find very attractive? I really like functional physical competence. So what does that mean? That is, and like nonchalant functional physical competence. So this isn't like a gym rat thing. This isn't someone like doing a deadlift. This is someone who, without thinking about it, can like hoist a 50-pound bag of, you know, flour or something up onto their shoulder. This is someone who can, you know, scoop up a large dog if they're misbehaving. This is someone who knows how to use tools efficiently. This is just someone who has a learned skill in physical competence and they're confident with it. And something about that is both like sexy, because I feel like functional physical competence also is a good correlate for sexual physical competence, but also it makes me feel secure. Like, I've been around more, let's say, soft hands boys who like don't know how to use a screwdriver. And then what ends up happening is that I end up changing the fucking tire on their car, which is fine. I know how to do it, but like, I'm not dressed for this. I didn't plan on getting dirty. I didn't prepare for this. This isn't even my fucking car. I have been places with soft hands guys, pure intellectuals, where we were out kayaking and they got tired before I did, and I had to haul both of us back over a mile. That's not cute. So yeah, like functional physical competence, so that I'm not the one hauling and carrying everything all on my own. Not because of like a sexist gender norm, but because I'm one fucking person. And having another physically competent person just lets me know that if something happens, if I trip and fall, or if there's more than one, I don't know, large dog to haul, that there's someone else that I can count on. And also because if you can hoist a 50-pound bag up like that, then you can likely hoist me, a thick refrigerator of a woman, up as well. And I'm not going to lie and pretend like that's not really hot. Okay, last one. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. Oh no. My trash side is going to be revealed. Y'all, I really like trap music, reggaeton, stuff like that. I'd probably say Whistle While You Twerk by the Yin Yang Twins. When that song comes on, that's my shit. Like, I'll drop what I'm doing and just kind of like relive being a teen in the early 2000s. That's it. All right. That is all the questions. If you made it this far, fucking congratulations. You deserve a hug. Maybe more. But that's it for now. Have a lovely rest of your day, evening, week, whatever it is you'd like to have. And bye, y'all.